Kuhn product line is making a dramatic advance this November with the addition of a $149 product with 4 gigabytes of flash, an 8 gigabyte product, and an 80 gigabyte product. So broadening the product line and changing the interface, making it simple, making it sync automatically. You just bring it into your house and the new songs will be right there, the latest radio, video, whatever you're interested in.
Today, we are at the headquarters of Zune, and this is Cesar Menendez from the Zune team. And Cesar, as the world knows, you guys made some pretty big announcements about Zune and the future of Zune just yesterday. So why don't you recap for those people out there who haven't actually read and checked up on Zune.net?
Sure. So a few things. We expanded the Zune device family. So we've added this 80 gigabyte Zune and a 4 gigabyte Zune and an 8 gigabyte Zune, Zune 80, Zune 4, and Zune 8.
So is that the name of them? They don't have, it's not Zune 2.0, it's Zune 40, Zune 80?
Yeah, we call it Zune 8, Zune 4, and actually the original device that we sold last year, we're going to call that Zune 30.
Okay.
And then Zune 80. So corresponds to gigabytes. Yeah.
Logical.
And so we added some cool things into the devices. We can get into that a little bit more in detail. The other cool thing is that we rebuilt the Zune software, the way that you interface with Zune on your PC. It's just from the ground up.
You meaning in terms of like the marketplace or the syncing?
Actually, we redid both the Zune software and the Zune marketplace.
Okay.
So within Zune marketplace now we have 3 million tracks, and actually 1 million of those are DRM free.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now, what about if I get a song from the Zune Marketplace, does it live only on my Zune, or can I transfer it and play it from, like, my PC in a different room?
Yeah, actually, the way that it works is on your Zune, you can have songs that you've synced from Marketplace, and you can have songs that you've synced from CD or rip from your own collection or whatever.
Okay.
And I would say that the cool thing that we have for the Zune devices this year is wireless sync.
Yeah.
And so you can plug in your Zune to your AV outlet at home, and it just connects in through your wireless network, and you just have an automatic sync.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, what if there's more than one Zune in the household, which obviously every household should have?
Yeah, so this year we've also expanded the wireless capabilities of Send.
Uh-huh.
So the way that it works now is that I can send you a song, and what you can do is turn around and resend that song to somebody else, which is something we didn't have last year.
Very cool, that's cool.
We also took the number of days out of the equation.
Right, because it was 3 days, right?
3 days or 3 plays is what it was last year. Now this year it's 3 plays only, so you could play it over the span of a year.
Much better.
Yeah,
sometimes it takes me a long time to find a friend, you know. I need the plays, not the days.
I can be your friend.
Yay, I love my job. All right, let's talk about these, because they're smaller, and they come in different colors. You know, I have the brown and green one, you know, from the original Zune.
Sure, yeah.
They've sleeked up their image a little bit.
Yeah, I think the cool thing in the way of hardware is this thing that's called the Zune Pad, and see if you can get it there. So the way it works is I can actually flick through the menus there, or I can choose to press the button, and so you can have both options there. We find that a lot of users, when they're at the gym or something, they don't want to be able to take their device out. They just want to be able to sort of click through it and find it.
Yeah, good thinking.
Yeah.
Now, why no touch screen?
Touchscreen is one of those polarizing things. I think what we have within the Zune family is the ability to sort of have a big screen and get that sort of widescreen experience, and also have those have touch controls on the pad on the Zune pad, so that your screen doesn't get smudged.
So maybe a bit of the best of both worlds.
Yeah, the best of both worlds, exactly.
All right, so that's a little bit on the update. Now I went to my team, friends and family, and had them write down some questions. Some hard-hitting questions that they want the Zune team to answer.
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Will it have a clock?
No clock. there's a number of things that we
want. They really want some timekeeping device.
I know. We actually there's a number of things that go into sort of what's going to be in and what's going to be out. And what we wanted to do is really nail the music experience and sort of there's just so much more that we can do in the music experience than what we had last year. And so in terms of prioritizing, we had to just sort of pick a solid...
You're not trying to be a watch.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, we found that a lot of users have cell phones or some other sort of way to tell the time.
Okay.
And so we didn't prioritize the clock.
Okay, I got that. Some of the people want to know about the firmware update for the old Zunes. Will they be able to talk to each other?
Oh, yeah, that's a really good question. So actually, all Zune within the Zune family, so whether that's Zune 30 or Zune 80 or Zune 4 or Zune 8, will get the same firmware. Okay. So that's the same menu, the same features. So Zune 30, if you bought it last year, will get wireless sync. You'll get the updated wireless send. You'll get connection into the Zune community. You'll get the new store. So basically, we really value our early adopter customers.
Right. And I love that about you guys.
Yeah, yeah. We just sort of want to make it a really good experience. And
good.
When you say you guys, do you mean Microsoft?
Oh, I mean Zune.
Oh, awesome. Okay. Yes. I'm a big fan.
Us guys would be Microsoft. Okay. You guys would be
in
Zune.
In a nod to the inherently social nature of music, Zune Social will eventually enable its members to place the Zune card on today's most popular social networking sites, where it will continually update automatically and show off what its owners are listening to. Can you explain a little bit more about how that's going to work?
Yeah, sure. So I talked a little bit earlier about the Zune card, or a place where you can share your music and share your friends and that sort of thing. So what we're working toward is making that card transportable. So you're familiar with how the gamer card works within the Xbox world, right? So
yes.
you have your gamer card, and you can drop that onto your blog, and you can drop that onto your, say, your MySpace page or something. So we have that sort of same aim in our Zune beta.
Oh, very cool.
Be able to sort of transport the card so that within your existing social network, you get that musical representation of what you're.
Obviously, you're going to work like directly with Facebook, I would imagine.
Yeah, I would imagine. I don't know exactly the number of sites. I think Facebook is on there, and MySpace, as well as Live Spaces.
Okay, and we have a launch date in America. I think it's November.
Yeah, I think the launch date that we're settling on is November 13th.
Okay, and now what about in Europe?
We haven't announced any plans for Europe yet. It's a market that we're considering. Right now it's just sold in the United States.
Really? So no definitive plans to sell it overseas as of yet?
Yeah, nothing we're announcing now. It's something that we're evaluating and looking into.
Okay, and now probably it's the final but most important question of the day. Who gets to pick the colors?
You know, the design team.
And will it come in pink?
Yeah, actually, I couldn't squeeze a pink one out of the design team today. The color is something that we actually take really seriously. I think what we do, I mean, I'm not a designer, so if there were designers here, they might have tomatoes thrown at me, but from what I understand, their intention is to sort of mirror what's going on in fashion. And so last year, brown was a really polarizing thing. I mean, people love brown, they hated brown. And this year, I think the color that we're doing this is green.
Yeah. So we're going to go with avocado.
Avocado is a good word. Green is another one of those things where it's a little unconventional to have an MP3 player come in brown or green, for that matter.
Yeah.
And so it's one of the things that we just, you know, it's a risk that we're taking, and it's a polarizing thing. You either love it or you hate it.
Well, I love it. I love the red one. I like that it's a deep crimson red. And prices for all of them?
So the prices for all of them, the Zune 80 is going to retail for $249.99.
Yeah.
The Zune 30 is going to continue on at $199.99. And Zune 4 is going to retail for $149.99, and Zune 8 is going to retail for $199.
All right. Well, thank you very much. You're a wealth of information, and hopefully we've answered some of your questions. And if not, Zune.net, right?
Yeah, Zune.net, or my blog, which is ZuneInsider.com.
There it is. Thank you.